It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. The House of Representatives is expected to take up a bill tomorrow that would chart the course for federal nutrition programs for years to come. It calls for a $40 billion cut over a decade to the nation's food stamp program, now known as SNAP. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith has more.
Food stamps have traditionally been part of the farm bill. But in July, House leaders were forced to strip the program out because fiscal conservatives said its $20 billion in cuts over 10 years didn't go far enough. Tom Cotton is a Republican congressman from Arkansas.
We should reform the food stamp program so we can get the aid to those who need it most in their hour of need without the kind of rampant waste and abuse that you see.
It's not clear the waste and abuse is really all that rampant. But when House Republicans talk about the problem, they are most likely thinking of this guy.
They had lobster on special. We got lobster and coconut water.
Jason Greenslate is an unemployed San Diego surfer dude, seen in a Fox News report using his Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP card, to buy sushi and lobster. The story from correspondent John Roberts was reportedly circulated to GOP lawmakers.
Then Jason's off to the automated checkout counter. Food stamp card at the ready.
$200 a month, and you just go like, boom.
Thank you for shopping with us.
Just like that.
Please remove your bags.
All paid for by our wonderful tax dollars.
In reality, the vast majority of SNAP recipients either work or are children, disabled, or elderly. Jason Greenslate is the exception rather than the rule. He's been described as the new welfare queen, a caricature used to push welfare reform in the 80s and 90s. And Majority Leader Eric Cantor is describing the new House food stamp bill, with its $40 billion in cuts over 10 years, as an extension of welfare reform.
This legislation restores the intent of the bipartisan welfare reforms adopted in 1996 to the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. It also refocuses the program on those who need it most.
The welfare reform bill said that able-bodied adults without dependents could only get 3 months of food aid in a 3-year period, unless they had a job or were in a state job training program. Since the recession, states have been given waivers so unemployed adults can keep getting food stamps. The House bill would cut back on those waivers. The Congressional Budget Office estimates 1.7 million people would lose SNAP benefits as a result. The lobster-buying surfer falls into that category. And so does 22-year-old Courtney Williams.
If they were to cut my SNAP off, I wouldn't have any food.
Williams lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, and says he gets $82 a month in SNAP benefits. By the middle of the month, he's at food banks like this one, run by a church out of a strip mall in what used to be a Walmart.
Oh, chicken. I'm not going to cook this, not get home now.
He gratefully grabs a large container of frozen chicken marsala from a volunteer at the food bank, adding it to a box with produce, milk, and bread. This is how he gets by. Williams has had 2 brain surgeries, and his symptoms are back, affecting his speech. Williams says he's been looking for work for 5 months.
Every day I jump on the bus and I put in job applications, I call. But for the time being, SNAP has helped me out with some food until I do get a job.
For advocates like Brett Kincaid, the cuts proposed by the House bill just don't make sense.
The problem is people are hungry.
Kincaid is the outreach director at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. He says unemployment remains high, and when jobs are hard to come by, SNAP is even more important.
You can make the argument that they can go out and sustain themselves and they should be able to find work. And in a perfect world, we would agree with that. But the world is imperfect. And if the jobs aren't there, the jobs aren't there.
In total, the Congressional Budget Office estimates under the House bill, 3.8 million people would lose SNAP benefits in 2014. Others would see their benefits cut. And this is on top of a significant reduction already set to begin in November. Tamara Keith, NPR News.